Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mega massive broadcast lined up for you today. We don't have any guests, that is, full-length guests. We do have Michael Rivero, who lives in Hawaii, joining us for just a little five-minute report after this first segment comes to its conclusion to give us a eyewitness account of just how bad the storm or cluster, it's being called a storm, of earthquakes yesterday, exactly what that's done to the island, though it is a volcanic island where two tectonic plates collide there in the middle of the Pacific Ocean in one of the most active areas of the Great Ring of Fire. We will get a update from the islands coming up in exactly 6 minutes from now. We'll be coming out of break for the second segment and have Michael Rivero graciously on with us. And I think it's, what, 6 a.m. Out there right now. We called him at 5 a.m. and he was up. And it was quite an earthquake, quite a group of earthquakes. Then, we're not here to talk about ourselves, but we are here to analyze the hit pieces against us. Because we can understand the enemy's operations, we can understand their programming, their propaganda. Rush Limbaugh, I now have learned, attacked me last Thursday, off and on for an hour. And, of course, he called for the evil alternative press to be arrested, as Bill O'Reilly did last Thursday. Must have been the talking point that day. They're now all saying it. It was Michael Savage a couple years ago saying it. Now they're all saying it in unison. And I kind of dropped the ball last Friday. I played much of the five-minute clip of Professor Fetzer on Fox being attacked Thursday night and covered eight different points of lies and distortions by Bill O'Reilly, as Jack Blood calls him. Here on the network, here on the Genesis Network, I guess he coined the term Bill O'Reilly, and it really is true. Bill O'Bully would also be a nice term for Mr. O'Reilly. And Mr. O'Reilly, I got sped up, ran out of time, didn't get to the last part that was the key, but we did write an article about it Friday. Paul Watson did a great job for PrisonPlanet.com, where he called for the FBI to go and arrest Mr. Fetzer, which we forget that with another professor in Florida, O'Reilly called for him to be arrested, said he was probably a terrorist. The FBI went and arrested him. He was found not guilty by a jury because he was a U.S. citizen, though the FBI tried to keep its, quote, evidence secret from the jury. Just trust us, we have the evidence. That didn't work. The jury found him not guilty, but he lost his job and spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on lawyers, and that's what they did to this Arab-American, Palestinian-American. Well, now Lord O'Reilly, this is a big deal. I mean, when national shows are saying, I'm going to put the FBI on you, you need to be investigated. The same thing needs to happen to you that happened to this other professor, which is arrested, life ruined. Because we're cleaning their clocks. And why are we cleaning their clocks? Because you've been taking action. And here's the big story of the day. Limbaugh's coming up. I'm going to play the end of the O'Reilly, Bill O'Bully exchange. We're going to go through all the news. Take your calls today. I've canceled all the major guests so that we can have time to take your calls. I've been doing that last week because so much is happening. Scientific poll, 84% reject official 9/11 story. Again, hold on to your hats. I cannot stress with the English language how wonderful this is. I could give you a rebel yell or a Yahoo, maybe, and that might get you just some inkling of how exciting this is. All right! Yeah! Man, this is good! Yeah, this is a good sign! We're cleaning their clocks! When we get back, we'll go to Hawaii, get an update there, and then straight into our top story. Scientific poll, 84% reject official 9/11 story. Ladies and gentlemen, oh man, I'm getting chill bumps right now. I'm getting chills. Oh, it feels good. Victory feels good.
It's here. year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, Rush Limbaugh lied about this broadcast. Rush Limbaugh spun. He engaged in what fake conservatives like himself do best, and that is lie to their listeners to neutralize the conservative majority to ensure you don't stand up against the North American Union, the New World Order, the attacks on sovereign countries, to make sure you don't learn that Bush has tripled the size of the BATF. And so I'm going off on Rush Limbaugh today. We also learned who called me. Was it George Bush? Was it a famous comedian? That incredible call I got last Thursday afternoon that we aired Friday that sounds just like George Bush telling me, let's make a deal on 9/11. We learned who it was, what happened. You'll find out later in the next hour. Before this hour ends, I will play the Limbaugh savaging me and, again, building straw men. But right now, the incredible news, the exciting news, we'll get his take on this, one of our chief analysts here on the broadcast, and we're always honored to have him once a month for about an hour and a half, but he joins us today under bad circumstances, unfortunately, the big earthquake that hit the main island, Hawaii, and he's on one of the smaller islands, the island that's got Pearl Harbor on it, but he'll tell you all about that. But a cluster of quakes hitting the entire chain, but centering there in the main island of Hawaii. I don't claim to be an expert on this. He just filled me in during the break. And then we'll get Michael Rivero's take on the news that I cannot, again, words cannot stress how exciting this is. I predicted Saturday, it wasn't hard to do, that you wouldn't see 100 news articles about it and top news stories every evening about it unless we pushed it into mainstream consciousness. They wanted to hype up the 36% because it still sounded like a minority believing 9/11 is a total inside job. Specifically, did the government or elements of it do it? That was the Scripps Howard News Service, 68% in that same poll believing there's a cover-up. Well, 84% believe they've been lied to and there's a cover-up and that Bush is lying about 9/11. 84%. So we'll get Michael Rivero's take on that. Michael, thank you for letting us... Well, I guess you were already up. My producer said you were up and at them at like 5:30 your time when we called you.
Yeah, I tend to be up with the chickens, as they say, and early to bed and early to rise and all that because so much of my business is on the mainland.
And it makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise, too, I hear.
Well, we're still waiting to see the results on that one.
Michael Rivero, again, at whatreallyhappened.com. You're there in Hawaii. Tell us where you are geographically there on the string of islands, and then tell us what really happened.
Okay, well, we live on the island of Oahu. We can see Pearl Harbor from our windows. And yesterday morning, we were working. We're professionally up against some deadlines, and about just after 7, the first earthquake hit. And for a lot of people who've never been through an earthquake, they weren't sure what was going on. In fact, when it first started, the shaking felt like maybe our washing machine had broken or something because it was just going into the spin cycle. And then when the swaying started, you know, I realized it was an earthquake, and my wife and I, we got into the frame of the front door. The wave train, there was a sharp rattle, some swaying, another sharp rattle, and we lost some stuff off the walls, relatively minor.
But you weren't in the epicenter, though.
No. We're about 150 miles from the epicenter here, but the quake was felt all the way out to Kauai, which is the furthest island out in the chain to the west. And about 10 minutes later, the power went down, and apparently this was a safety measure. There are seismic alarms on the steam turbines to shut them down and to vent the boilers to prevent possibilities of explosion. And because the system has to be brought up slowly, there are still parts of Oahu right now that don't have their power back.
How is the main island doing?
The Big Island has got most of their power back now. The damage is, there's a lot of structural damage. They had some ceiling panels come down in the hospital in Kona, and they've evacuated portions of that. There was another long-term care facility that had to be evacuated because of structural damage. A lot of small buildings, sheds and stuff got torn off their foundations. Highways are closed because of landslides and rocks. That are boulders that are coming down onto the road, and they're still basically getting that cleaned up. Overall, for a quake of this magnitude, I think we got off very lucky in terms of damage. There have been no deaths reported so far, only a few injuries, things like broken arms and stuff. So, compared to some other places with higher population densities, you know, we got off lucky. There was no tsunami because Hawaii's volcanoes are not involved with what's called a subduction zone. We tend not to get tsunamis from our Hawaiian earthquakes. There is a concern that in the area where the quake epicenter was located, there is a very sharp undersea escarpment, and if a subsequent quake were to dislodge a large amount of that, then we could see some wave activity. But
sure,
so
the main
far,
thing that causes the tsunamis, for those that don't know, is you've got two plates running against each other, and if a mountain caves in, or if, you know, say, thousands of square miles of seafloor go up even a foot, are thrust upward like the Himalayas, that displaces water and then causes that huge wave.
Yeah, that's basically it. And we don't have that here in Hawaii. Our volcanoes are caused by what's called a hot spot underneath the ocean floor. So we'll get tsunamis in Hawaii that are caused by quakes in other parts of the Pacific, but generally Hawaiian quakes do not cause tsunamis.
Where is the main batholith or the main magma chamber? Is it right under the Big Island, or are there several magma chambers?
It's one big chamber, and it's deep in the Earth's crust as the Pacific Ocean slides over it, and that's why you have this long chain of island remnants going out to Midway Island. Right now, the main magma chamber is underneath the southern edge of the Big Island, and as a matter of fact, a new island is already in the process of being formed. It's called Lo'ihi, and it has not broken the surface of the water yet, but it's there on the floor of the ocean, and it's growing, and all of the realtors are along the southern edge of the Big Island with their open house signs ready to plant as soon as it pokes up through the water.
Amazing. It's so... So beautiful out there, I've heard. I've never had a chance to be out there. Well, we're glad that nobody was killed, and I guess folks that live out there just accept the fact that you are living in this wondrous world of change on top of volcanic islands. So, I've heard that the Hawaiians are just taking it in stride.
Well, they're taking it in stride, although quakes of this magnitude are not all that common. This is the strongest one we've had in 2 decades. It's brought back a lot of memories of the 1983 and 89 quakes. So it caught a lot of us by surprise. My wife and I certainly had thought we'd left this sort of thing behind us in Southern California, but apparently not. And
out of the fire, into the furnace.
Something like that, but there have been no major aftershocks over last night or this morning, so I think we're kind of through this one.
Fantastic. Let's shift gears if I can, and I'll let you get back to work there in the early morning hours, 6:15 a.m. there, Hawaii time in the Pacific. Scientific poll, 84% reject official 9/11 story, only 16% now believe official fable, according to a scientific New York Times CBS News poll by Angus and Reid, one of the top three polling agencies in the Western world, very respected. And it says, Truth Movement now has a huge majority of opinion. How will the Bush cabal react? And I love what you said at What Really Happened, your comment under our story that you linked to, Michael. You said,
the other 16% are walking organ donors with no brains.
Exactly. So 16% are brain dead and have no clue, basically.
Well, I'm just being flip and call it post-quake, orneriness, but the reality is this is a very, very significant result, and it does show that Americans have grown a very healthy degree of skepticism in viewing what they're being told by the government and by the mainstream media. And it does show that they are turning to alternative sources such as your radio show and websites like mine to get an alternative view of what's going on. And I see this as a very positive thing, but as you point out, President Bush and his neocons have to be viewing this latest development with a great deal of alarm, especially only a couple of weeks before a highly contentious election. And my concern right now is I am seeing indications that the voting against the incumbency is going to be so strong that even the vote fraud may not be able to counter it. And we might realistically see control of both houses of Congress shift to the Democrats. At that point, I think we're going to see Bush, if that does happen, I think Bush is going to hit the panic button.
And the panic button will be Chicago getting nuked, attacking Iran. What do you see?
Well, it's kind of hard to predict. I'm sure they're thinking of what can they do that the American people would believe.
Blowing up the Golden Gate Bridge, having a guy drive out there in a truck full of C4 and detonate it. Of course, it's a remote-controlled truck, but they'll have a guy with a beard's face on 5 minutes in.
Well, it has to be something that justifies not letting the new Congress take office in January, and that's the tricky part, because another terrorist attack doesn't justify forbidding the new Congress to take office. So it would have to be something perhaps in Washington, D.C. itself, like, Congress gets hit with a huge anthrax attack and Bush declares a state of national emergency in which he's running everything without any Congress at all.
Well, that's
now,
right, because...
Here.
No, I mean that's right, because the anthrax attack was launched by the White House. We know that from the evidence. It was launched against the Capitol because they'd originally planned to fly Flight 93 into there until generals refused orders and ordered the plane shot down, thank God. They wanted total congressional decapitation, the image of the smoking Capitol. So at a limited level to bully Congress, they launched the anthrax attack, had FBI running around with machine guns, shut down 5 of the 6 office buildings. You're right, Mike.
Yeah, and it's a very, very dangerous time. The only thing I can think right now is that with this 84% number, that has to be a deterrent to anybody who's planning this kind of a deceptive operation, because they're going to look at that number and say, you know, we didn't succeed with the last one. They weren't fooled. They, you know, if we try another one, it's only going to get worse. So it's really a question. Unfortunately, the future of our nation is in the hands of whichever leader is the least mentally stable, and that's a very worrisome situation.
You're absolutely right. Michael Rivero, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you, coming up November 7th, I believe?
You got it.
All right, thank you so much. God bless. All right, we'll be right back, my friends. I want to thank him again for joining us from Hawaii with that update. Stay with us.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
You know, I really wish I could just power my place with solar. That's what I was saying to myself over and over again for years, until I found out about Ken Solar. Ken has been working with solar power for over a decade and has designed systems for people all over the world. He's put together customized alternative energy packages for everything from powering the local supermarket all the way down to portable solar power generators. On-grid, off-grid, big systems, or tiny systems, Ken has the proven experience to design a tailored alternative energy system that's just right for you and your budget. He'll also show you how a system can pay for itself in the first month. So if you're looking for solar, check out Ken Solar. Tell Ken you heard about him on GCN, and he'll give you an additional 10% off your order. Just point your browser at kensolar.com. That's Ken Solar.
To my knowledge, three separate times Bill Maher has attacked Charlie Sheen for Charlie's bold stance on 9/11, going public and exposing the official story to be a fraud. Bill Maher poses as this trendy liberal, and, you know, he says some things that are true, some things that aren't. But at the end of the day, he's an establishment hack. We're going to play that clip coming up in the next hour, and it ties into this whole discussion of the 84% of Americans don't buy the official story and believe they're being lied to in a scientific poll. And so, Bill Maher, you can sit over there with your 16%, and it'll soon be 10%, and it'll soon be 8%. 8% of Americans, on average, in major scientific polls, believe, and it's been frozen at that for 2 years. We haven't gained any We raced up to 92% on the 40th anniversary. Now we're coming up on the 43rd anniversary of Kennedy being killed. And you can't budge that 8%. 8% of this country believes a lone assassin got off three shots from a junky bolt-action rifle at about 100 yards away through a tree obstructing his entire view. 8% believe that you can sprout wings and fly to Jupiter in 5 minutes, in less time than it takes to boil hot water. 8% believe the sun doesn't rise. 8% believe that George Bush is a conservative. 8% will believe anything they're told anytime because they're gutless cowards. They decide to believe whatever they're told. They're scum. And hey, forget that we were your brethren. May your chains sit lightly upon you. Just go into the quiet night, go get in the ditch so the New World Order can blow your brains out the backside of your head, and forget that we were your countrymen. I scorn you. Just get out of my face. Get out of my way. Get out of the road. Get behind us. We're on our path to liberty and freedom and defeating the New World Order. You go suck your thumb and tell us we can't fight corruption, or tell us there is no corruption somewhere else. Get out of my way. Now, let's get into this incredible news. Michael Rivero made a point, though, I wanted to elaborate on, and that is the landslide against incumbents, and that means Democrats and Republicans, is so huge in all the polling data we've got. You know, I don't just trust one poll. I look at whole indexes of polls. I mesh that with what I'm getting in public opinion on my talk show and other interviews I do. The public opinion is so against this criminal government and all its pimps and pomps and servants and minions and viceroys and duchies and the rest of them, that even if they try to steal the election, what do you do when the anti-New World Order or pro-freedom or just, you know, anti-incumbent candidate is winning by 20-something points? How do you steal that when the exit polls are showing somebody's winning by 20 points? Kerry was winning in Ohio by about 7 points, and it really blew up in their face when the Republicans stole it, and then everybody knew they stole it. What do you do when it's 20%? And again, we're not saying Kerry's good. He also then took a dive. It was all staged. If you're going to stage the electronic voting machine fraud at the local level, you've got to have the national candidate take a dive and not challenge it. And again, in 70% of this country, roughly, you don't have these CIA-controlled machines. And so they've got a big problem. They've got a huge problem on their hands, and Rivero's right. I think if Bush sees certain doom and certain loss here in the next 2 weeks, folks, we're only 22 days away from election. They may hit the panic button. We're in the prime zone, and they don't care how obvious it is. Hubris is their name. Usually an October surprise comes in late September, early October. Man, they could, you know, I said we'll see the terror attack by late October. They could be the day before election. It could be on election day. These guys don't care. It could be on election day. And I've always said it's a catch-22. Either we just ignore the criminals running our government, let them keep staging terror attacks and enslave us, or we expose the fact they're behind the terror, which ensures they'll carry out terror attacks, but then at least we're all awake to who's behind it, and then they lose in the end. So you can either let them carry out terror attacks, or you can fight them, and they're still going to carry out terror attacks, but then we have a better chance of winning. And we've now forced them into that position. We're fighting them on our terms, on level playing ground, not where they've got the high ground. We're forcing them to act like tyrants. We're forcing them to be despots. We're forcing them to be despotic and tyrannical. And they're going to do it more and more and more. And they're going to show their face more and more and more. And things may get a lot worse before they get better, but we've just got to be rock hard, got to have steel in our eyes, got to have, you know, iron eyes, folks, and just eye of the tiger, fixed on the enemy, never stopping, never surrendering. We shall prevail with God's help, with His standard. When we get back, I'll go through the poll. This is such incredible news. All the details, the facets, the analysis. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
The Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hispanic, Russian, Chinese, American, Texan, I love you. It's good to be here together in this fight against tyranny. The New World Order is coming in, but it's coming in dead on arrival. They've already got their world government. They're trying to put the finishing touches on it. They're trying to raise the curtain in front of us. They're trying to arrogantly tell us there's no way out, but we're going to defeat them with God's help. They may have bought off the churches. The churches may be telling the Christians to lay down and go along with this New World Order, but people are waking up inside the Christian church, just like the Democrats are waking up. Kevin and Aaron and some other folks here in the crew went down to the World Can't Wait big demonstration here in Austin last week, and one of the little socialist speakers got up and said, we need to get somebody real in to save the country like Hillary Clinton, and everyone booed. Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, 9/11 truthers. Booed and booed and booed. I was on a syndicated show out of Rhode Island that's on at five stations in New England Friday, and I didn't get a chance to hear it, but Kevin and Rob were in here working late night Friday, and then so they decided to just tune in to the show. It was a taped interview I'd done during the day, and so they tuned into it, and they played a little 15-minute interview I did, and then opened the phones up, and Kevin and Rob for 2 hours up here, hope they weren't on the clock, though, listened to caller after caller, and Kevin said something like 30 callers called in the next 2 hours, and one of them disagreed and said that I was a traitor, one lady. And again, that's indicative of what I get everywhere. And the host were just saying, well, we don't know if this is true. Here's his views. What do you think? 30 callers plus over several hours. And one lady called in, and then near the end of the second hour, they go back to the phones, and it's her again, and she says, you're screening the calls. Everyone is agreeing with that crazy man. And they said, ma'am, did we screen your call? We're just... It's a music syndicated music show. It's rock and roll. And so on those shows, they don't screen them. They just go to the calls. They go, hello, what's your name? You know, what's your point? And they said, ma'am, we didn't screen you. And she's like, well, you're screening others. And they said, well, it's you calling back. We didn't screen you. See, they can't believe it. I've been on shows. I'll never forget this one about 2 years ago in San Diego on Kogo for like an hour. He's attacking me. I'm a traitor. I'm crazy. 9/11's on an inside job. I'm a liberal. I'm a commie. You know, just on and on with these names, and he probably took 20 calls, and one or two of them disagreed with me, and by the end of it, he had his call screener trying to find people who disagreed, and they couldn't, and he panicked and just hung up on me, and I went and tuned in on the internet and listened, and he kept getting more calls in the next hour after he'd gotten rid of me, after he demonized me and then tried to take calls. He said, that's it, we're getting off this topic, it's a full moon, you're all nuts. The only illusion the New World Order's got left is that we are all a minority, that we're kooks. We are the majority, but we don't know that yet. I know that, a lot of you know that, but the general public quietly knows the truth in their gut and their spirit. They quietly know it in their intellect and their mind. They quietly have seen enough pieces of the puzzle. They're seeing a lot of other indicators, how they get lied to every day, how they're being treated like scum by police. More and more, people are learning. More and more people are finding out that the dollar's been devalued, that the economy isn't as good as they say it is. More and more people are finding out they're getting rid of the borders, the North American Union, everything we warned them about 10 years ago, 20 years ago, Patriots 50 years ago. When we had 1937 New York Times cover pages about the 10 regions, which they now have, and the North American Union. All of this is being revealed now. We're being given a choice. As a country, are we going to go along with this quietly into the night, or are we going to say no? So the only illusion they've got left is that we're the minority. No, no. We are the super majority. But we are a tribal, social creature in our mannerisms, very closely aligned to the canine familiaris, the household dog. That's why we domesticated them and love them, because they're so similar to us in mannerisms, in the pack, in the troop. It should call a human group, tribal group, a troop. The pack merges with the troop. And so, like little social animals, we watch the news, and they tell us what the majority view is. We watch the news, and they tell us that only kooks believe the government killed Kennedy, and only kooks believe 9/11 is an inside job, and only kooks are against the North American Union, and only kooks are against, and only traitors are against the Iraq War. But then the polls show 97% against toll roads, 90% against open borders, 72% against the Iraq War, including the troops. And so they tried to hide those polls. Every once in a while they get a poll they like now, and by one of the fraudulent news agencies like Fox or somebody, that's trumpeted everywhere. But I see the polls going to the big poll organizations that you never hear about. And you won't hear about this poll. Now, I was surprised when they decided to go with 36% in a Scripps Howard, Ohio University poll that actually, from the info I have, actually downplayed it, that 36% believe inside job, 68% believe government cover-up. The numbers are higher than that. from just all the info I have and how polls work and poll psychology and poll science. Well, here is an extremely scientific poll that mirrors all the unscientific polls that I believe are more scientific than CNN would let you vote once in the poll. I went and read the poll rules. You thought you could vote more than once, but it didn't count. You could vote once off of each terminal, off of each IP address, and that is the IP address that your vote, you know, what server, what internet connection you were using. Remember the Charlie Sheen poll? 84% believing that the official story was a fraud, believing that there was a cover-up. CNN's biggest response ever in a poll at 44,000 respondents, 84%. Another CNN poll, 9,000 respondents. Well, it was actually 12,000 respondents, but what was it, 9,000-something, believing that there was a cover-up. That was in 2004 on Anderson Cooper. All the other polls, an MSN poll 2 weeks ago that was scientific, 61% believing there's a cover-up. So we got these high numbers. Well, now, I told everybody, once you go above the high 60s, it snowballs. Okay? Then the people that always had a question think it's safe now to tell the poller what they really think. 84%. I mean, I need sirens. I need the sound of clapping. In fact, you told me you have applause. Dig that applause up. I mean, we need the sound of hip, hip, hooray. We need the sound of screaming and rejoicing. And because this is incredible news, my friends. Scientific poll, 84% reject official 9/11 story. Only 16% now believe official fable, according to New York Times CBS News poll. Truth Movement has the huge majority of opinion. How will the Bush cabal react? By Steve Watson, a monumental new scientific opinion poll has emerged which declares that only 60% of people in America now believe the official government explanation of the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. According to the new New York Times CBS News poll from Angus and Reed, very respected, only 16% of Americans think the government is telling the truth about 9/11 and the intelligence prior to the attacks. Here is, drum roll please. I'll do it myself there. Very high-tech sound effects. Do you think members of the Bush administration are telling the truth, are mostly telling the truth, but hiding something, or are they mostly lying? Telling the truth, 16%. Hiding something, 53%. Mostly lying, 28%. Not sure, 3%. The 84% figure mirrors other recent polls on the same issue. A Canadian poll put the findings at 85%. A CNN poll had the figure at 89%. Another at 80%. And it goes on and on. On the stance of Charlie Sheen when he went public with his opinions of 9/11 as an inside job. A recent CNN poll found that the percentage of Americans who blamed the Bush administration for September 11, 2001 attacks on New York and Washington rose from almost a third to almost half after the last 4 years. This latest poll shows that the figure has again risen exponentially and now stands at well over three-quarters of the population believing they're being totally lied to or partially lied to. I like that. That's a... Go to that clip site. I think there's like they just took a little clap from a State of the Union. Remember one day we quickly did that and just had the same two-second clap over and over again. Good job. We found this great clip site. If Rob was here, I'd send it to the network. But I'm usually not into sound effects, so I don't blame them for not having them. This is just... Thank you, God, for opening people's eyes. Thank you, God, for getting leaders out there to stand up and take action. Like Michael Rivero. Like Jack Blood, like Webster Tarpley, or Jim Fetzer, or Professor Stephen Jones, or Kevin Barrett, or you know, folks like Dave Von Kleist, the Genesis Network, all the other networks that are out there telling the truth when they're not attacking others. And see, it's good to stay on target, guys. You could actually win the battle instead of going to FEMA camps. And just to, there's so many, I can't name them all. I mentioned the Loose Change folks. Did I mention... the guests we had in studio, Ken Jenkins, David Ray Griffin, the Guerrilla News Network, all the websites, 9/11 Truth, 9/11 Blogger, just there's millions of you. and thousands of sites and hundreds of groups and just everybody out there for what you've done. Keep it up. All of you, the listeners of this broadcast, that have taken Terror Storm. By the way, I found if you type Terror Storm as one word into Google, I found a whole bunch of other versions of it I didn't even know about. I kept entering it into the Google search engine as Terror Separation Storm. And I did some counting. So now it's over 5 million that have seen it, even with them deleting the numbers. We've caught them freezing stats, deleting stats. The loose change guys are now doing it to them, trying to keep us out of the top 100. They're panicking. Well, you just go out there again and email your whole list. Go on to all the message boards. Go on to the MySpace accounts. Call into talk radio shows, Patriot shows, mainstream shows, and tell them, listen, Terror Storm is the newest, most powerful film exposing government-sponsored terror. It's professionally produced, and it's free at Google Video. One word, Terror Storm. I mean, I'm on a major campaign, folks. I did 5 interviews this weekend, 3 on Friday. I'm going nuts. I'm not stopping. I'm doing more today, more tomorrow. I mean, I am fired up because I see that we're near the end of this race. We're close to the end of this major battle. The war goes on. Evil's going to be with us for a long time. And we've got to fight it till God steps in against that old dragon, that old serpent. So I'm excited here. It took 35-plus years for the majority of Americans to wake up to the fact that the assassination of JFK was a government operation. It has only taken 5 years for more Americans to wake up to the fact that 9/11 was an inside job on behalf of the neoconservative crime syndicate within the U.S., and no amount of fake Al-Qaeda or fat Bin Laden videos or soundless videos that we then find out or were part of made-for-TV movies. I mean, we just caught you on that. That should bring the entire pack of criminals down right there. No amount of it's going to put your story back together again. References to past polls that show in the last 5 years there has been an explosion in numbers of those who do not buy the official line. 2004, a Zogby poll showed that just over half of New Yorkers believed there was a cover-up. In May of this year, another Zogby poll indicated that around half of all Americans did not buy the official story. The latest poll also shows a massive awakening has occurred recently, given that previous statements indicated that around 34% still believed the official story and around 30% were oblivious altogether. By the way, I want your emails to be sent to Paul Watson, go to prisonplanet.com and email. This is email webmaster. I want you to send your emails to Aaron at InfoWars.com, Kevin at InfoWars.com. Specifically, I want to hear your testaments to who you think fought the hardest in the 9/11 truth movement, who you think's gotten the word out the best, who you want to commend. And I just want to post hundreds of these emails in the next few days on the sites. We could put up some poll, but I don't want to, have a poll of who the best is or who's done the best job. That doesn't matter. I just want to hear testaments to these warriors, these men and women of every race, color, and creed, and every stripe who have, and again, I'm not declaring victory here. I'm just telling you, man, we have been whooping up on the enemy. We've been winning some major battles. We've been taking ground from these people. We've been taking hills. We have really been busting our hind ends and taking a lot of adversity And you don't know how tough it was day one to go on air and say it was an inside job and to know it was coming 2 months before and to get past my fear personally and go in through and beyond. I'm telling you, we first have to realize we can win. And I know we can. I'm not going to listen to these churches telling us to lay down on government payroll. Biggest thing we face. It continues. In May of this year, another Zogby poll indicated that around half of all Americans did not buy the official story. It goes on. The latest poll shows a massive awakening has occurred recently, giving that previous estimate indicated that around 34% still believe the official story and around 30% were oblivious altogether. Alex Jones declared the truth movement has a cause to celebrate this evening, as it is now beyond any doubt that the vast majority of Americans know that the official story of 19 Saudis with box cutters is ludicrous. It's impossible, and it's a lie. The diligence of those who have worked to educate the world on 9/11 truth from day one cannot be underestimated. We are now seeing the fruits of this hard and at times extremely trying labor hit home. And make no mistake, some of us are going to lose our lives for this. or be ripped apart by COINTELPRO enemies. But they can tear individuals apart. They can demonize us. They can do whatever they want, but they cannot kill the truth. It is bulletproof. Ideas are bulletproof. The world is round. The war is a fraud. 9/11's an inside job. Bush is a demon and a puppet of the Illuminati, and we're winning. All of those are facts. We would add, though, that although this is a major victory for the truth movement, it does not mean that the hard work can stop. The next step is to use the majority opinion as leverage towards officially challenging that record of what happened on 9/11, forcing the mainstream media into addressing the issue, not as a quirky news item, but as a serious redefining of the state of the nation and the world today. And the number one focus right now, call to action, call to arms in the info war. The number one thing you can do right now, I'll tell you when we get back from break. Get ready. Get your mind focused.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Rush Limbaugh attacked me as the evil leader of the 9/11 truth movement. We'll be playing that later in the next hour. We've discovered the mystery of the weird George Bush call I got. Also have a clip of a lady from my Sunday show who told me I was anti-Semitic for using the word neocon. We'll be playing that. We'll also get into a bunch of other news. We'll play this Bill Maher clip attacking Charlie Sheen in 9/11 truth. He's done this 3 times now that I know of. This is one of the latest a few weeks ago. But let me tell you what we need to do here. The mainstream media is going to try to ignore the fact that 84% believe they're being lied to about 9/11. And even the newspapers are trying, a few articles I saw mainstream are trying to spin it right now. I'm going, well, that's just because they learned that they lied about intelligence and how big the threat was. That's what they think there's a lie about. No, it's do you think you're being lied to? And it fits in with the other polls showing the majority believe it's a cover-up and a majority of that majority believing it's an inside job. So go get the article at PrisonPlanet.com. Op-Ed News wrote another good article today that we need to get posted on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and all the sites. I think it's probably already up there. That needs to be gotten out to everybody. And Steve Watson's writing another article today, A Call to Arms in the Information War, to let everybody know, hey, the majority believe we're being lied to. Now here's the truth. Inside job. Here's the motive. And again, we need to add to this article we're writing the fact that we go on these talk radio shows and the host attacks us, whether it's in Florida or California or Rhode Island or Boston or Texas. I mean, take KLBJ, man. That's Rush Limbaugh, Neil Bortz, Drudge. This is mainstream big radio. And I get one caller in 2 hours. They go to the head of the line and they disagree with me. One call out of probably, I don't know, I probably only took 15 calls because I had so much news yesterday. But I could have taken 30, 40, as I've done on some shows, and sometimes no one disagrees. And I'm like, 1-800-259-9231, call if you disagree. You go to the head of the line. I'm told we do have someone who kind of disagrees, they say. We'll go to them first when we start the next hour here in just a moment. But before we do that, please go to Google Video. Get Terror Storm for free. Type it in as one word, and you get even more versions of it. Look for ones that say deluxe or high quality, because they really look good. Or go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. PrisonPlanet.tv. We do need a little bit of capital, or we won't be here, but it doesn't seem to matter. I'm so busy firing my info cannon at the enemy, I don't even worry. I'm running out of ammo. I'm just jamming the cartridges in, firing, blasting them. I'm just foaming at the mouth, literally, because, I mean, you get in the combat mode in this psychological warfare op we're in, using the truth, and their huge capital ships of lies are totally vulnerable. You understand? We slice through them like a hot knife through butter. The enemy's pathetic! Wring their necks! Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, we have it admitted that it's fake video of Muhammad Atta that they released 3 weeks ago. Just admitted. See, that's out there now. Just fakeness. It's all fake. Wring their necks. So go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-cent a day membership, and get download quality video of Terror Storm so good it looks like TV. And there's something more. Burn it to disk. Burn it to disk. Burn it to disk every day when you before you go to bed. It takes a few minutes. Burn one copy. Give one copy out in a year. That'll go by in the winkling of an eye, a twinkling of an eye. You are winkling. I'm making up words here. You'll have 365 copies out. Or maybe make 5 copies a day. Get out thousands. Help us! Help us expose the terrorists! None of us are safe while they're out there. Or go to InfoWars.com and get the high-quality DVD in crystal clear digital quality with 68 minutes of extras on it. Go to InfoWars.com. Call the toll-free number. Get Terror Storm! Get it out there!
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.